listener production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your local briefing. Council staff are righting their wrongs in Port Macquarie today, bringing back the town's old artificial Christmas tree by popular demand. It comes after Friday night's big reveal turned out to be a bit of a fizzer. The elaborately decorated pine tree at Town Green left looking sad and lopsided after high winds and hail damage. Mayor Peter Pinson says at least it provided people with a good laugh.
Oh, Mother Nature. And look, I guess we are all feeling a bit like the poor old tree at the moment. But look, you know, I think we'll manufacture some shirts, get a picture of the tree and say 2022, you know what happens.
Parents and young people are being told to be on the lookout for symptoms of meningococcal after the death of a teenager. New South Wales Health says she's the third person to have died from the disease in the state this year. It comes after ACT officials issued a similar alert to spilled milk festival goers. Authorities say they're close to destroying all managed beehives in Varroa mite red zones across the state. All of the affected hives have been euthanised in the Nana Glen hotspot near Coffs Harbour. However, Agriculture Minister Dugald Saunders says some beekeepers near Newcastle have started setting up new hives, which is not allowed.
We need to maintain what we're doing at the moment if we are to successfully eradicate varroa mite across New South Wales and particularly in those red zones. So we just ask people to do the right thing. We are hearing reports that some of that movement or re-establishment of bees has been attempted.
And Kempsey Shire's mayor has expressed his disappointment that red tapes push back the delivery of a new sewage system at Stewart's Point. Council says the approvals required for the project are far more complex than first anticipated. It means local residents won't be connected until at least 2025. Taking a look at sport, our under-16 rep cricketers are in a good position at the halfway point of the Bradman Cup after a big weekend in Kempsey. Winning 2 from 3 has them third on the ladder, equal on points with second-placed Newcastle.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.